Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What to Read Next podcast helps you build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lori Amin interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then the show's for you. Hi, Ashley. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
I'm so happy to have you here. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
I am a reporter here in the Tampa Bay region. I actually cover commercial real estate, and this is one of the most active construction markets in the country. So it is a crazy time at work. And I started posting on Bookstagram in 2020. 2020, as we all know, was such a hellish year for everyone. And I started to think about social media in a different way. Obviously, the brunch photos, the travel photos, those were gone. None of that was happening. And I was like, I need something to talk about that is not me and my awesome adventures. And I was reading more because we couldn't go anywhere. And I was like, well, I'll just start sharing some of my book recommendations. I was seeing some bigger influencers that would share book recs, and the engagement was just crazy. And I was like, well, I can do that. So I did it. And I really enjoy it. It's been a fascinating combination of like my day-to-day media work where, you know, I reach out, and except this time I'm on the pitching end. Sometimes I'm pitching publishing houses on, hey, here's why I'm a good fit for this title and why you should send it to me. And then I do try to present the titles in a journalistic fashion where I'm a little more fair and balanced. It's not really just like, hey, I hated this book. It's like, here's why it didn't work for me. Here's why it may work for you. I try to bring a balanced eye to Bookstagram.
All right. So tell me, what kind of books did you end up gravitating in 2020, 2021?
Crazily enough, it was thrillers. I mean, you'd think real life in 2020 was horrific enough, right? Why would anyone need to read a thriller? And I am someone who has a crazy imagination. I never thought thrillers would be where I would end up. Like, they're too scary, but I find them the perfect escape. Like, it's all about escapism. And it's also, if you're neurotic, it kind of feeds your neuroticism and your anxiety about worst case scenarios. So I like that aspect of it. There's also a lot of strong female protagonists in the thriller genre, which I love. That's what I love, is like probably a strong female protagonist that a lot of people find annoying. That's my book. That's what I want to read.
Yeah, I think thrillers are good for, like, they're good to just brain candy sometimes, because you're just like flooded, twisty, you're just engaging, it's addictive, like you just can't stop reading because you want to know what the hell happened, you know?
So true. And it is actually, I always like marvel at people who say they guessed the ending or they guessed the twist, because it is like the only time in my life that I'm not trying to jump to the conclusion, that I'm trying to let something unravel as it happens. So I am like one of the only people that just lets the thriller happen. I'm never going to tell you it was predictable or that I guessed it, because, and when I do try to guess, I'm never right. So I just let them unfold. But you're absolutely right. They're brain candy. They're great. And that's something I try to promote, is just reading for pleasure. If you're going to post a book on Bookstagram, it does not have to be some ridiculous self-improvement title. First of all, we know you're not actually reading that. And secondly, like, reading can just be fun. Let it, it's still going to be great for your brain, but read what you want.
Mm-hmm. Yes, read what you want. I love this. I think that's like that's what I love about Bookstagram, is like there's so many different books, there's so many different opportunities, and there's also like you can DNF a book because life is too short, you know, like you realize like, okay, this book is not for me, or DNF, or realize the genres are not for you, but other genres work for you, and just try to discover. And I think the wide variety of, like, you know, books they're available, it gives you a pleasurable escape, you know.
I totally agree. And if you look at the number of people finding their way into reading via the fantasy genre right now, with A Court of Thorns and Roses and other titles that I would butcher, I don't think those are for me, but anything that gets people reading, I am in full support of. If it is some very smutty fantasy book, you know, with other like supernatural things, paranormal romances, awesome. Yeah. Read it. I am here for it, regardless of what it is.
Awesome. All right. So let's chat some recommendations. Do you have any books to recommend our listeners to pick up?
Yeah. So like my all-time recommendation list, it's like I said, I love strong female protagonists. That's my jam. And I always come back to Charlotte Walsh Likes to Win by Joe Piazza. It was pretty popular in its day. I still don't think it got the hype it deserved, right? Because people don't like women who win. That's part of the problem. And a lesser known one is The Second Season. It came out, it was Blackstone Publishing in 2021, and it's a former college basketball player turned sports reporter. She's a sideline reporter for the NBA, and she has a teenage daughter, and just confronting what it means to be a woman in a male dominated industry, which is a tale as old as time, but it's just handled so deftly and so perfect. And I think the thriller that falls into that category is The Husbands by Chandler Baker. It is one of the most feminist books I have ever read. It has such like an overarching message about the patriarchy and the expectations that are imposed upon women, even in 2022. And it doesn't matter if you're married or have kids. I think if you are a woman in just about any situation, you will read The Husbands and say, yep.
Yeah, well, I read The Whisper Network by Chandler Baker, and that was like a Me Too, very timely. Like, I know it got a bad rap because of it, but I feel like it's like people don't, you know, they wouldn't accept the patriarchy. I'm like, let's smash it, you know?
I agree. I think that that's unfortunately, like, some of these feminist books that come out, people just aren't ready for them. And there's one coming out in August, The Last Housewife by Ashley Winstead, and I have been fortunate enough to read it already. It's a pitch black thriller. It confronts a lot of issues with the patriarchy. It talks about a spectrum of misogyny. And I love that book. I feel it's a very important title, but I also know that it is, the more people read it, the more polarizing it is going to become.
Oh my gosh. All right. So what are you currently reading?
So I am currently reading two books. One is called Notes on Your Sudden Disappearance. It was gifted to me by Henry Holt Books, the publisher, and it is so good. I'm only about 35 pages in, but it's one of those beautifully written books. It's told from a younger sister's perspective, and you know going in that her older sister ends up disappearing, and I don't want to compare anyone to Judy Blume, but it's similar in nature to that kind of voice where you just feel like you know this person and you're in the scenario with them and you're fully invested. So family dramas are something that have emerged this year as a kind of a new genre for me, but I'm digging it. And I'm also reading a backlist book on my Kindle called The Perfect Mother. And it's Park Slope mothers, you know, rich women in Brooklyn and their mommy group. And one of their kids goes missing and they have to confront a kidnapping, you know, when like their whole lives were structured around being the perfect mother. And now this infant is missing. So hasn't gotten too dark yet. I mean, child has been kidnapped. That's pretty dark, but I'm really into it. I think she has nailed the voice of what these, you know, the mommy tribe is like. So really into it. And it's out. Everyone can find that in the library or on Amazon.
Yeah, I read that book and it's good, but it nailed the Park Slope, you know, mommy group, which is just, it's a group that I'm very familiar with, you know, and it's like, it's just, there's something to be said. I feel like people who write about Brooklyn, and it's just like, it's a great genre to lean into.
It is. Brooklyn mommy drama is like a sub-drama, sub-genre. And I enjoy it. I've never lived in Brooklyn, but I mean, we have a little bit of that here with the moms of South Tampa, right? So that's what I relate it to.
Yeah. Oh, awesome. So tell us where you can find you online. Tell us about your Bookstagram account.
So like I said, I like to post just books that I like. That's my shtick. It's nothing to impress you. Some of them are straight up airport novels, but I enjoyed it. So I'm going to tell you about it. And my focus is on sharing those books, but also on natural light photography and photography that showcases some of the really cool backdrops that we have around the Tampa Bay region. My husband and I try to take time every week and go around and shoot books. I have delusions of influence. So I like to pre-shoot my photos and have them ready to go. It also motivates me to keep reading so I can share this beautiful photo that I took. So that is my Bookstagram presence in a nutshell. I also, you know, I did something a little bit unpopular and probably wrong with my Bookstagram. I just started using my named account, Ashley Kreitzer, as my Bookstagram. I didn't come up with a cool bookish name. I just said, well, this is me. This is what I think. If I ever write a book someday, I'll want a bookish following. So I don't know that that was the best decision, but it's what I've done, but that also means I share some of, you know, my work at the Business Journal. I share commercial real estate memes, anything I think is funny. Today I posted about how my lipstick went through the dishwasher on an item and came out fine. So it has great staying power, but yeah, it's just a little bit, it's almost all books, but you know, there's a little bit of personality happening on Instagram stories.
I love this. And yeah, I love it. I love following your Tampa Bay Journal articles because I'm like, I'm new. As many listeners know, I'm new to the area, and the area has exploded in this past year. Like this past couple of years there's a lot of people moving in just like me, you know, and there's a lot of development. And so knowing more about, you know, Tampa Bay, it's incredible. So.
Well, I'm so glad to hear that. And I try to bring that same perspective to development that I do with Bookstagram, not just about what I enjoy, but explaining it in a way where even if you don't know the neighborhood we're talking about, or you're not someone who's affected by this office lease, I want people to understand that here's who it does matter to, and here's why you should care about it. So that's the lens that I bring to my stories. And that's what I try to bring on Instagram stories when I share them there. I try to provide context there as well.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Ashley, for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. This was so fun.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other romance recommendations, please visit whatyourwerenextblog.com. Did you know you can purchase audiobooks directly from your favorite local bookstore? With LibraFM, you can pick up more than 250,000 audiobooks, including bestsellers and recommendations from real booksellers. You'll get the same audiobooks at the same price as the largest audiobook company, you know the name, but you'll be part of a different story, one that supports the local community. If you're new to audiobooks, they're the perfect way to squeeze more reading into your busy life. Listen with the free LibraFM app while you do your chores, walk the dog, relax at home. If you already love audiobooks and don't know what to listen next, check out recommendations from people who know the best booksellers. The Watch Your Next podcast has a special offer for our listeners. Get two audiobooks on LibraFM for the price of one with your first month membership. Use code WATCHYOURNEXT. The offer is valid only for new members in Canada and the U.S. The Watch Your Next podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Please visit frolic.media/podcast to discover new shows to tune in. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day. Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? Watch Your Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyourwerenextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.